Cold winter temperatures mean many construction projects are on pause, resulting in fewer barrels for drivers to wind through and fewer work zone speed limits to follow. But conversations about how to increase safety for construction workers aren't slowing down. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, one idea leaders in the field are advocating for includes completely shutting down roads.
Imagine trying to do your job, and do it well, with cars flying past you.
You can feel the semis. If you're too close to the barrels or the devices they have between us and the traffic, the semis will blow your hard hat off your head.
That's Jason Brown. He's been in the construction business for more than two decades. He knows exactly what it's like to be in the middle of a construction zone and see drivers zipping by, well above the speed limit.
The phone situation is bad. The distracted driving is bad. You can look down a line of traffic, and you can just see people aren't looking up. They're looking down. What's really scary is when you see semi-drivers doing it.
Brown says working in these areas can be unnerving, even without all the cars. It's a dangerous job, and industry leaders say distracted driving is on the rise. In a survey conducted by a national contractors association, more than 50% of contracting firms said they experienced a crash in their work zones. Work zone crashes in Indiana that resulted in an injury have almost doubled in the last 5 years. Indiana Constructors Incorporated President Richard Hedgecock says it's not just construction workers who are impacted.
The vast majority of the accidents that occur in work zones are with the traveling public. The individuals who are driving into the work zones, and those are where the accidents occur and, frankly, where most of the injuries occur. It's not to the workers as much as it is to the drivers.
Hedgecock and other industry leaders say there's an easy solution to prevent the hazards that come with this type of construction work: shutting down roads completely. It's what NDOT did several months ago when sections of I-465 just outside Indianapolis needed extensive repairs because of weather damage. Hedgecock says the results were telling.
Quality increased on the job. Speed increased on the job. They got it done quicker. Costs were down on the job. And obviously, safety.
The project took only 18 days to complete. Under normal circumstances, officials say the same amount of work would have taken several months. And the state says it saved up to 30 or 40% on the $10.2 million project. NDOT spokesperson Scott Manning says the agency is considering shutting down more roads for projects.
We at NDOT are continually thinking of ways to make those work zones safer and balance our need to do road construction to maintain our highways, but also keep the folks that work on them and the folks that use them safe.
Drivers could see similar road closures in 2021 for an I-69 Section 6 project through Martinsville. NDOT says it could speed up completion, but closing roads is often met with outcry from drivers, and it's not always a realistic option. Alternative routes need to be accessible in order to keep traffic flowing. Indiana Representative Jim Pressel plans to file a bill that would add camera enforcement to work zones, which means drivers could receive a ticket if they're caught speeding. Brown says the road construction industry has worked hard over the years to increase safety in work zones, but so much of it is out of their control. So public awareness is crucial.
My son Luke, and his birthday's coming up, and we had a birthday party at the in-laws.
He scrolls through his phone, pointing to pictures of his wife and two kids, Layla and Luke. He wants to make it home to his family every night, and he wants to see his coworkers do the same.
To think about one of those guys not going home, and then I have to go to their house and tell their wife, who I know personally, that he's not coming home tonight is gut-wrenching on any level.
He says what frustrates him most is oftentimes the accidents are completely preventable. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.